Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. Today's going to be a pretty personal episode. For that reason, it's taken me some time to get around to actually sitting down and recording it. And on top of that, I have had the most interference in my life around this subject and also around recording this episode. Despite that, I have never really had any interest in aliens and UFOs. So in this episode, we're going to talk more about the alien agenda, about different ET races, about my own personal experiences and the trauma that comes with this phenomenon. If you haven't listened to my moon episode yet called Mysteries of the Moon, I recommend checking that one out first because it'll give you lots of context so that you'll get more out of this episode as well. Like I mentioned, I have never had any interest in the whole alien phenomenon or field, but I have had personal traumatic experiences. So those things combined make that I don't love talking about this subject, but so many of you have been asking about it, and it is really important because this alien agenda is everywhere now. And there is a lot of deception going on in this field. Our subconscious has been prepped for a very long time through movies, shows about aliens, about alien invasions, and all of that programming through literal programs coming out of the media, governed by the spirit of media, that is very purposeful, very intentional, and very controlled. And remember when we were all conspiracy theorists? I noticed when I was thinking about this episode and what to share that I had really internalized some of the shame about having these types of experiences. Even though the government is now ready to talk about it, I wasn't yet because of all the ridicule around the subject that people have had to endure up until now, even though millions of people have experiences with other races and a lot of trauma around it as well. So I decided that being vulnerable and being open and transparent about our experiences is really important. It's healing for ourselves, but also as a collective, we need to break through that internalized shame and abuse and gaslighting around this subject and really help each other to process the trauma that comes with it. And also, just looking at this phenomenon statistically, there has never been an option that we were the only life form out there. And now we all have to catch up with the fact that the government is ready to acknowledge not only contact with lots of off-planet species, but also that they've been working with them in programs for decades. And where do we get real information about the subject? That's also what I want to share a little bit with you about, because when you look at big shows like one of our favorite shows, Ancient Aliens, first of all, just by the old History Channel logo and also the way that they try and portray the people on that show, all due respect to them, is very much feeding into the ridicule around this subject. And when you look at big platforms like Netflix, for example, I won't name names, but most of these whistleblowers that we see are all controlled disclosure. And it's all to prepare us for a big event. Whenever we are prepared for a big event, whether it's a war or a virus, it's always through the same process of the Hegelian dialectic: thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or problem, solution, desired outcome. And when you are trying to manipulate timelines, you know your exact desired events and outcomes at which times. And when you track back the logic, you can construct or manipulate the problem, present a solution that's going to lead everyone to that desired outcome. And we see that very much in the alien agenda. So we have been prepped for this for a very long time, and nothing is more powerful to control people than a big common threat, a big common enemy. So hence a very likely invasion type of scenario that we're being prepped for. Extraterrestrials have been present forever, and I am now reminding myself of Bush Senior, which is never a good thing. But he said literally in one of his big speeches, is there not an alien presence already among us? But it is very much true. Whether you want to look at extraterrestrials as angels, demons, or other races, it is really endless. When you look at religious texts like the Bible or the Lotus Sutra or ancient Indian texts, they are all about interdimensional travel, interdimensional war, hybrids, genetic manipulation, the mixing of races. This has been our reality, and because of this, we're all hybrid to some extent since the beginning of time. When you look at this spiritual warfare that we're in, it comes from the Nephilim agenda, which is a demonic, in this case, genetic strain, that even though it's been watered down, it's still very much present, and this agenda very much revolves around it. I also want to clarify, I do not categorize angelic beings as ETs, and within the category of ETs, I see a very strong demonic presence, but there are many other beautiful races and also many neutral races. Aleister Crowley, one of the biggest figures in black magic, he said that ETs would be referred to in the future as angels and demons. So we need to keep this in mind, because the alien agenda that's very controlled, it's very much infused with black magic and the demonic. Even if it's coming from this kind of source, we need to take the kind of prophecy or controlled outcome into account. He connected a lot in his sex magic and his occult practices with a being called Lam, L-A-A-M. And when you look at the drawings of it, first of all, you get a very strong energetic imprint, but it looks like a typical gray. But these typical grays are what I have had the most experience with. They've been messing with me my whole life, but it was a little bit later on in life that I started to see more UFOs and I started to remember more around my experiences of them. And this happens to a lot of people where you don't consciously remember, or they manipulate your consciousness in every case around these experiences. So we may kind of put them in the box, lock them away as a dream that we once had, even though maybe you woke up outside and you had physical evidence on your body. But our consciousness is very much messed with around what we're able to remember when it comes to the truth of these experiences. UFOs, in general, can look many, many different ways. For example, around Mount Shasta or Mount Adams, there was a child who was taken for 5 hours by a being that presented as its grandmother, for example, and she tried to get a DNA sample from them. When it comes to UFOs, they can mask themselves. When you look at the sky, they can sometimes look like metallic, or like the sky is melting, or kind of like an oil slick. My first ever sighting that I had back in the Netherlands, which was also around an area that's highly occult, I saw a craft disappear like a flash of light. And just when I started to question my own perception, because this is what happens. First of all, we're conditioned to believe that this is not real. And if you do believe that it's real, you're going to have a very difficult life. On top of that, when our left brain does not have any context to interpret this kind of experience, it's going to immediately dismiss it as, this is not real, you are imagining this, or it's something different than it really is. But just at that moment, of course, a military helicopter came in chasing it. In Australia, I've seen probably around closer to 40 UFOs. I've seen whole groups of craft. I've had craft tracking me, coming down to me, locking into my consciousness, doing all of this acrobatics around me. And with UFOs, in these encounters, you, first of all, just physically, mechanically, have no context for the way that they move, the speed at which they move, the fact that they have a strong physical but also consciousness component to them. And our experiences can be combinations of that and all across the board, really, of what's possible because of that. I've gotten attacked while working with people in this field, very badly attacked. I've had a sighting with my partner of a craft flying over and then going into water. So there are many, many ways in which our experiences can look. When we experience attacks from them, they will either take us onto craft or come into our consciousness while we're sleeping and defenseless and interact with us that way. And this agenda that we see now very much revolves around this demonic interference that so many of us are having. Already in the 50s, under Eisenhower, there were treaties that allowed experiments on humans and trafficking of humans off-planet. Again, I want to refer to the Mysteries of the Moon podcast episode to learn more about this. The Pentagon is disclosing UFOs and UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena, as they're being called now. And they're sharing publicly that there are more than 400 reports, which is a very, very small number compared to the reality of this whole phenomenon. But they admit in public, on the news, in the media, that these programs were set up, and this is key, without any auditing or congressional oversight. And what this means is that no one is checking them and they can do anything to us that they want. These projects are paid for by defense. If you want to learn more about the government projects, you can look up the Galactic Federation, which has a lot of overlap with the Council of 300 or the Druidic Council, which is where you get into the dark occult strongholds on Earth that are involved with trafficking. You can look at the Stargate program, the Jedi program, Project Bluebeam, and this is where they combine technology and dark occult magic to manipulate our perception of reality and create holographic 3D reality, which allows for the spiritual and the physical realms to integrate in a way that's manipulated. And this is something that we should seriously look into when it comes to end times invasion scenarios, because when you look at Bluebeam, there is really almost no way to differentiate through our senses between if what we are seeing is real or not. And this is a very scary thing. And this is also why we're in a time that we really need to remember and retrain our spiritual discernment of what's happening. When we look at prophecy historically as well, we are in times of tribulation or end times or the age of the Kali Yuga, going from the iron into the golden age, and have been prepared for worship of the beast. And this is going to be furthered, already has been, through technology. If your mind immediately starts to question this, know that the phones and the laptops and the TVs that we use every day were actually invented in the first place to communicate with the other side, with the spirit world, for channeling and mediumship. As technology progresses and is really infused with magic, it always has been, all of these black mirrors that we use, that we are really living our lives through these days already, they are only becoming more evolved and progressing toward end times events that are going to allow for more limitation and more control and new laws being passed to take away more rights and freedoms. That is really what it is about. And to attach us with the demonic. And to many of us, this has already been happening. They've also been reverse engineering alien tech as well for humans and using humans as a resource. Millions of people have been subject to this, but don't remember consciously because of the manipulation of our memory and our reality. Also, realize that SpaceX is a branch of the military connected to the Galactic Federation. And this is why they operate in places that don't have authority, whether it's around deep underground military bases or under the ocean or in space. The reason that humans are the most desired, coveted resource and trafficked is because we are, in a sense, angelic, and we are very close to God, to Yahweh, to Source, to the heavenly realms. And we vibrate very closely to Creator. We are infinitely resourceful and creative, and we have free will. And for this reason, our genetics is very sought after by oppressors on Earth. And once you become more discerning through spiritual battle training, through training your spiritual senses, you will start to recognize the links with the occult in military and technology, which is very much key when we're looking at events, current events, and wanting to understand what is really going on and being able to decipher that. For example, Mike Pence declared a few years ago that those in SpaceX were guardians. This is an important term because guardians refers in this context to the order of Melchizedek and the false order, not Yeshua's real priestly order of Melchizedek. But these are really the people that are in the highest occult orders on Earth that are ruling this trafficking system and have been for many, many hundreds of years. And this all ties into the metaverse, AI, VR, governed by the demonic generals Metatron and Media. It feeds into the Starlink system, which is controlled, a quantum system, really, that can be used for spiritual or occult purposes. I'll get a little bit more into my own personal experiences and also the agreements and the manufactured consent in this agenda, because this is really where we get to our deep personal trauma around the subject of aliens and ETs. I already mentioned throughout my life, I had really no interest in ETs or aliens, but I had this obsessive mantra where I would declare over and over again to spirit that I don't want any alien interference, obsessively, especially for someone with no interest in aliens. And at some point, I started to remember more, and more events in my life started to make sense as well. And this happens to many, many people because these off-planet races, they are very involved and interested and invested in genetic breeding. This happens on a mass scale. You need to see this as them populating entire planets with certain genetic mixes, which means that they take many, many genetic samples. And when they like your genetics, there will be a lot of hybrid manufacturing that happens. So when they like your genetics, they will basically use your descendant rights, which give you spiritual interdimensional access, which they're very interested in. And the descendant rights are held in our eggs and our sperm, which they will use to breed. They will again, manipulate your experience of this. But what happened in my case is that I woke up while this was happening, and it's really snowballed into a big battle that's been happening, not just from that point on, but throughout my whole life and starting to remember more and more. When they like your genetics, and this has happened to more people in my family as well, they will use your descendant rights to create hybrid children. And this can lead to short-term pregnancies, to them copulating with you, attacking you in your sleep. I will also say there are people out there who have pretty positive hybrid children experiences. I'm not one of those people. And it's a very specific type of trauma because of the shame around the subject, because of how kind of weird and crazy it is. But it's also a specific type of physical and sexual abuse, and also a lot of grieving around the loss of children. What they do is very traumatic in the sense that to raise these children, they need some interaction from you, and they will keep you involved and almost hold you hostage that way. And they have this whole sob story about why they do it. And this is really important to understand, because a lot more people are going to have these experiences, and you need to be able to discern what's actually happening here in terms of the manipulation. They have this whole sob story about how they need our help because they are a dying race, or they are the future humans. And they trick a lot of people into thinking that you have soul contracts or agreements with them to help them. And the more spiritual, the more open experiencers are also often going to be the most compassionate and the most empathetic and really wanting to help, more inclined to see the meaning and the value of this type of trauma, and more amenable to be manipulated as well, especially because this happens to a lot of women too. But you need to know that you did not consent to this, because once you buy into that story, you have consented past, present, and future now. And that is how they lock you in and trick you. So it's very common for them to populate entire worlds with your genetic, and they will keep on experimenting with different combinations of genetics for different purposes. So memory started to come back. There was a lot of deep grieving that I had to do around this, and also a lot of anger. And underneath that anger, a lot of sadness around this experience. And it started to explain a lot of things, like physical symptoms, like I mentioned, pregnancies, lots of issues around the menstrual cycle, around fertility, even people I know that have started lactating past the age of fertility even. And a lot of attacks will also happen during sleep, where they will manipulate your consciousness, beam things at you, even physical attacks in a lot of cases. And with a number of students of mine in spiritual battle training, as well as clients and apprentices, they will have a lot of experiences. And this is quite common, where you wake up outside your house, or they mask themselves as clowns. This explains our collective clown trauma, or certain celebrities. They do to make you more docile and more, let's say, quote unquote, comfortable in the experience or experiment. But they also do it because that way, say that you come out with your experience and you share it with other people, you're even more likely to be dismissed. With another student of mine, they immediately wanted to do some kind of surgery on her. And she had a lot of questions about this. And luckily enough, she was discerning enough to keep it at bay and step out of the experience. you always need to feel into the energy of the being that you are in communication or contact with, because that is going to tell you everything, even if they present themselves as your grandmother, which happens to a lot of children who are interfered with because they want certain genetic samples from you. The key here is that angelic beings, they don't need anything from you because they have their own source connection. They have their own purpose and connection with Creator. And you can judge them by how they look. We should never judge a book by its cover, but when it comes to beings, they will often start to resemble their headship. So say like an experience with a loved one who passed away. When I met my grandmother after she passed, she looked like her most healthy, beautiful, vibrant self. And angels as well, when they're in their lower physical form with wings, for example, they're beautiful and they resemble their master, basically, where they come from, who they serve. And the same with the more reptilian, gray-looking beings. They start to resemble their headship. Now, when it comes to the people who very strongly advocate for communication and interaction with alien beings and summoning them, first of all, I have many clients who have summoned aliens and gotten demonic attachment from it and lots of interference from that. I highly, strongly advise against this for obvious reasons. But most of all, and you can do this yourself, really pray over and declare your own soul rights and your descendant rights, reclaim them, and really proclaim and declare the headship that you fall under and what you allow and what you don't allow in your life. Nevertheless, they do breach our will, and this is why this subject is so important to open up and talk about, because this is just straight up abuse. The trauma around it is so judged. I am very lucky with not just in my work, but friends who've had similar experiences, a family member with similar experiences, because again, they like certain genetics. But even still, it was extremely hard, and it still is, if I'm honest, hard for me to talk about and a difficult type of trauma to process. And most people don't have that kind of support. And especially with the disclosure becoming even bigger and stronger, and probably a lot more experiencers will start to come out and more of this will start to happen, we need to understand this kind of grief and rape and genetic abuse and trafficking on a deeper level. Don't let this scare you out of the multiverse altogether, because there are also really beautiful, powerful, good beings out there that come to our aid and help us. For example, in the Way Circle, this is my year-round journeying space, I will often, in group journeys, task us blindly to connect with certain beings for the highest good that I've had very beautiful experiences with. Some of these are beings that are connected to the sun. When you remote view or journey to the sun, some people will describe the sun or looking at it or bathing in it, and other people will go into a portal and connect with beings there. And they are beautiful. They actually showed me how to work with rainbows in spiritual warfare, and how when I was 17 and I had a heart attack and almost died, and by any means I should have died, how they brought me back. The members in the Way Circle, those who were participating in the journey, were actually describing how we receive healing from these beings, and that it actually comes through our eyes, which has been proven when we look at the sun, all of these healing processes are set in motion in the body, right? And it also really, again, proves so much about how the occult strongholds on Earth function. When we are closest to the sun, we are the most protected. And it's because of these beings. When we're the furthest from the sun in wintertime, we are the least protected. And this is where Yule, the ritual of Yule, comes from, when people would stay up all night to fend off demonic attacks. When we get attacked by demonic beings or alien beings, first of all, you want to make sure that you do not have any open doorways in your life where you are having active access to you and permission. These need to be closed off, and I teach how to do this very effectively. But because these attacks will often happen during our sleep, they will choose moments when we're more defenseless, and this is also when the sun is furthest away. So all of these interesting connections, you start to learn more about when you look at when sunspots are at a maximum in these 11-year peaks, we're activated to take more action in the world. And these agendas that you see now around blocking the sun through what they say is radiation management, or shooting particles up into the ether to block our connection to the sun for, again, this big common threat of quote unquote global warming and this green agenda of environmentalism. We need to get the sun in our eyes, and we need to start to remember and reactivate our spiritual gifts, because there's also a lot of help and a lot of healing out there. And when you are on that journey, you're also going to really sharpen your spiritual discernment when you have experiences. And this is just going to empower us to take back the authority that we actually were given on Earth. And it is so important to have a community of people who don't judge you, who can relate, who think you're normal, who understand. And for me, two people have been Mary Rodwell. She's also known as the UFO lady. I once had a session with her. She was extremely helpful, even though in that session, she said she had the most interference she had ever had. Still someone I really recommend working with. And there's Peter Maxwell Slattery. Again, looking at this manipulated control disclosure, why does he not have a Netflix show? It's because he's an actual experiencer. He is someone who knows a lot about the different species and ET races that are out there, and he has the biggest abundance of actual proof and material when it comes to this phenomenon. So someone who I would really recommend learning from if you want to. Then there's also hypnosis or regression therapy that you could do if you want to get more clarity around your experiences. I've chosen at this point not to do that because I want to stay more connected to the light and more defense in spiritual battle, but it can be really, really helpful for people. I also want to put out there the Way Circle is my year-round journeying space that consists of people who have had a lot of experiences too, whether it's more angelic or with ETs. And it is so incredibly healing and just validating to work on your discernment and really expanding your multidimensional experiences with other beings for the good in a way that is so empowering and really constructive. And again, really just helps you to sharpen your discernment and most of all, your abilities with what's coming. So I hope that this episode was helpful, and we'll see you all in the next one.